Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
They lost. They got blown out. Thank God the Panthers exist, or that would have probably been the ugliest loss in the NFL yesterday. Now, I guess Dallas won by a little bit more over the Browns, who are a good team.
The Saints beat the hell out of the Panthers.
Right. That's the ugliest loss of the weekend. Maybe Cleveland's
and
next.
We didn't expect the Saints to be playing that good.
No.
Was the Saints that good or the Panthers that bad?
Ding, ding. Yo, the Browns were bad, bad. Deshaun Watson was bad, bad.
Mm-hmm.
Still, Washington's 0-1. Defense was god-awful. Couple things real quick. We're going to hit these phones now. Nelson Jordan on Twitter says, blame pie, 30% secondary. Joe Witt's game plan, 20%. DQ time game management, 20%. O-line, 15%. Receivers, 15%. I thought the O-line was okay yesterday.
They played okay.
Let's get this going. Phone lines, 800-636-1067. Garrett Fax, what's your blame pie look like?
What's up, fellas? Good to speak with y'all again.
What's up, man? How you been, buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm kind of like the weekend say. I come alive in the fall time. Hey, JP, something you touched on, man. I couldn't agree more. I don't know how many times during the game I'm watching last night, Chris Collinsworth, who I love. I think he's the best. I love his drawl. He's funny. He can ad-lib. I think he's the best guy. I love Collinsworth. Anyway, he three or four times at least, he's saying how the Rams use their motion to identify defense. So, and they have a 16-year veteran quarterback who they're using motion to still help this guy who's a 16-year vet identify the defense. I'm thinking, wow, what a concept. We've got a rookie quarterback. Why not use some motion to help? Maybe he can use a little help in identifying defense. And then when you get really good, you use the motion to dictate to the defense. But in the beginning, it would help him to help him identify a defense. And secondly, I just want to say this. There are four elements you need to be a consistent top team in this league. We have none of them. You need a top-flight quarterback. Maybe we've got one on the come up. I don't know. We'll see it in the years to come. You need a threat, something to threaten defenses with. Terry McLaurin, good guy. He's a good receiver, I guess. But ain't no, he's not keeping no defense or defensive coordinators up at night wondering what we're going to do to stop him. We don't have that on offense. We don't have a game record. We don't on the defense. We have no game record. Payne and Allen, hey, they're good. Once again, like McLaurin, good guys, I guess good players, but they aren't game records. And lastly, you need a guy, when your drive stalls, you say, go put them 3 points on the board, that you know that that guy's going to put it between the poles. Those four elements, where do we have none of it.
Gary, so, you're having a rough day, bud. Thank you, brother. Appreciate the call. Good to hear from you.
Do we get that?
I think if we gave Gary an hour, he would have filled it. There was a lot to discuss there. We're going to do our blame pies here. Do you want to do yours, Brian? You want me to do mine?
I don't have a pie to cut up.
Really?
Nah.
That's lame.
I'm still mad that they don't play damn in preseason. That's where the blame go to me.
I mean.
So you want me to play in the NFLPA for that one in the league?
Andy's out there playing people.
He plays.
Chiefs, he don't
play everybody, but the Chiefs are the best team in football.
He played Mahomes, Kelsey, dudes.
We can't compare the Chiefs to no other team, especially our team.
I agree. I'm just saying there are people out there that play. It is.
None of them play enough.
For me, doing this blame pie is hard because you want to look forward, but it's hard to look straight forward with how bad things have been. I don't think there's much talent on this roster. And I think that is apparent yesterday. I think for me, secondary and pass rush.
I think it's talent on the roster. I just think the talent is not as great as many people wanted to make it.
Sure. I'm not suggesting that these aren't pro players or whatever, but like they're just not as good as other teams. I think that's like the baseline here is they're just not that good. I think a lot of that falls on the drafting of the last. Like, we had Rondae Barber on last week, and I still am not giving up on Emmanuel Forbes, but after a really bad rookie season, we all kind of talked to ourselves, like, all right, now he's going to have some good coaching, better scheming. These guys have a track record of making it work with corners. He was awful yesterday. Benjamin St. Juice, on that one Mike Evans touchdown, he was in good position. You got to turn your head.
You got to learn to turn and run. I think the problem.
Like, some of this stuff, I just don't know that it's going
to
change.
They seem to be afraid to just go with what their fundamentals are. You play through the hands of the receiver. Instead, they grab. That's not being taught.
That's to my point. I mean, I think I'm going at least 50% that there's just a lack of talent on this roster. A lack of high-end talent. Whatever you want to call it, playmakers. Whatever the term is, they don't have enough of them. I did not like some of the offensive structure. I think some of it, you got to give Todd Bowles credit. Jaden didn't have a lot of time. I would have liked to see more in the pass game from Kingsbury. I don't know that we saw a lot. Tampa's also really good, and you're playing a defensive head coach that is known for bringing a ton of pressure. Next Gen said Jaden Daniels had the shortest amount of time to throw across the league. He faced 5+ rushers on almost 50% of his dropbacks.
Yeah.
So maybe they just did the best they could knowing the blitz was coming.
That's why when I look at Jaden's performance yesterday, with those numbers he put up, and he made his offensive line look better than what they were, and you look at the fact that he's been pressured, like having that much pressure coming at him, what he did was probably what you can do. But you turn around and you look at Baker, and Baker didn't have as much pressure, and when they had opportunity to touch him, they didn't, and you can see why he had the performance he had. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you look at one guy who had all day and, you know, had open, wide open people, and you see the results. The other guy, he got that level of result because he's that guy.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My blame pie is as follows. I'm going 50% just that this roster is not competitive with a team like Tampa that's a veteran-laden playoff team. Like, they are X and Washington is Y just when they step on the field. And I think a lot of that is the previous front office, frankly. I think we don't need to relitigate this. The drafting and player evaluation in the last 4 years is problematic. Just look at the roster. The people that are on the roster, the people that get second contracts, like the proof is in the roster, right? It is what it is. I think that is the biggest problem this team is going to face this season. I'm going 50% just overall roster deficiencies. 30%, I didn't love the offensive game plan. I would have liked to see you could still be quick but get downfield and not run so many screens, right? So that's 80%. I'm going 10% to the kicker. Like, if they had made that kick early and it feels like, all right, we could trade punches with these guys, it just feels differently. And what you certainly can't do when your defense is struggling so much is kick the damn ball out of bounds.
Yeah.
A 56-yarder, I'm not killing him
for. All the bad things yesterday, that was the worst in my eyes.
The 56-yarder, I'm not going to kill a guy for.
But you kick a ball out of bounds and they get it on the 40-yard line, that was the worst in my eyes.
And I'm giving 10 to Dan Quinn. I just don't like the mindset. Like, you watched Dan Campbell last night and the way those Lions were. Even his first year in Detroit, when they were awful, they played with this super aggressive mindset. Mm-hmm. I thought DQ was too cautious at multiple opportunities, like early, the kicking from the 29 when Jaden's running all over these dudes. Give Jaden an opportunity to pick up a first down. So that's mine. 50
to fourth down, you mean?
Yeah, 50 to the roster, 30 to the offensive game plan, 10 to the kicker, 10 to Dan Quinn. That's my blame pie.
That's yours. Mine is not that. Mine is going to be the kicker. I give 10%. I give the defense, I'm going to give them 45%.
I'm with you there.
I'm at 55. I go to the offense now. I'm going to give the offensive line some about 10% because you can protect better than the guy. And your quarterback don't have to become hero. And then I'm going to go with the receivers a little bit because not a lot of them are wide open. So let me see. I got 55%. I go with 15% on that, that's 80%. And I'm going 20% to the NFL and NFLPA for not letting people play in preseason.
I I think that's fair. Of my saying the roster lacks talent, I generally mean that in the secondary particularly and on the defensive side of the ball. But it's all over.
One thing I can tell you.
You can't give up 37 and expect to win.
I agree with that, but let's be real. The favorite don't always win in every aspect of sport. We just saw
This thing was never close.
We saw Northern Illinois beat Notre Dame, and Notre Dame got way more talent than them.
Sure.
Sometimes you just got to be able to know the truth and know what the hell you got to improve upon, what you got to improve upon.
They got plenty.
And a lot of them need to figure that out.
They got plenty. All right, I'm going to go back to these phones. When I bring you up, have a blame pie ready. I believe we can believe in Jupe. Do you believe in Jupe?
Yeah.
Jupe, blame pie. Let's go. You're up, buddy.
JP, D-Mitt. All right.
What up, bro?
10%, I'm going to go to the lack of chemistry in the team. 10%, I'm going to go to because of how much new the team is. Damn near 90% of the team is brand new, from the coaching staff down to the players. I'm going to go 20% to the rookies that's been their first game of the in the NFL. And the rest of the same is going to the kicker.
All right. Listen, man, I think it's easy to knock, giving blame pie to the kicker, but if they just make that first kick, at that point in the game, it was 6-0, right? It was 6-0. So then if they make a field goal, it's 6-3. Instead, they miss it. Tampa marches down the field. Then all of a sudden, it's 13-0. That was a big swing. Keep these phones going. Landfill, how do we feel Marcus in Lexington Park? Will he nail blame pie? Does he understand the assignment? All right, Marcus. Marcus, you're up. Blame pie.
Yes, sir. What's up, fellas? I'm going to go ahead and give 50% to the defensive backfield, specifically St. Justin Forbes. Man, them boys got to get it together. I'm going to give another 15% to offensive game plan and scheme, because our receivers, man, I didn't see any separation. It was just dump offs and Jaden making magic. And I'm going to give it the last 15%. I think I got 15 left. I'm going to give that last 15 to receivers, man. Receivers, yo. Nobody got open, man. Jaden was throwing the tight windows the whole time. Terry got open once, and it was nice. I like that. But also credit the Tar Bowls and the defense. It was a mess, yo. It was a mess.
It was a mess. Thank you, Marcus. Appreciate the call. I believe our guy Jeffrey has his blame pie prepared. Hello. I haven't even said good morning because we're off and running, and it's a misery Monday. Good morning to the boys in the aquarium. Good morning, Jeffrey. Good morning, Landfill.
Good morning, JP.
All right, Jeff. What you got, pal?
Okay, so I'm putting 50% on the defense. There is no way they are completing 3rd and 16s. There's no way our D-line is getting in the backfield and not finishing. Like, they couldn't finish anything yesterday. Like, if they had to finish a sentence, they just couldn't put the period right there.
That's a good one, Jeff.
Then I'm going to go 25 to the offense and 25 – to the special teams, and I split that evenly because the offense, they got to do more, and they had to put that kicker in those positions, you know? Mm-hmm. If you want the points, you got to get down there. And the penalties, even though that penalty on Alameda Zacchaeus, I didn't really think that was a block in the
missed
back.
Him.
Yeah.
The guy turned around.
Yeah, I didn't think that, but it was called, so it was held on the field. Things like that, they can't happen, and, you know, we hope to have success or bank on our kicker kicking a 56-yard field goal. So that's my blame pie. And like you said, JP and B, I always say this, it's not always X's and O's, but Jimmy's and Joe's.
Jimmy's and Joe's, baby.
Yesterday, the better team won. Like, it showed.
Yeah, true.
The better team, clearly. I agree with you on that. Dan Quinn asked about Cade York, the kicker. Asked if they'll bring another kicker in. Dan Quinn says, I think we'll have a good talk about that. See where we're at. Let's look into what next week looks like and go from there. I think what I have seen is talent to make sure this guy has an incredibly strong leg. That's why the decision to go for the one, I think, at the 37, that's the 56-yarder. It felt good from the distance standpoint, and I thought we need to give ourselves a spark. So when those go the other way, kind of like we were talking about for a two-point or not, and you miss them, it kind of goes. But I thought, yeah, the kick out of bounds, the misses, man. Like I said, there's a lot of lessons from tonight. Adam and I have not discussed that at all. We'll get into that as we get into the week. I think somebody's coming to town.
Yeah.
I think it's a difficult spot, though. It's easy to say fire the kicker. He sucks. Who's your next kicker?
Yeah, the good ones are already employed.
Chip Lohmeller ain't walking through that door.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.